You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
In the past week, Te Whatu Ora have reported more than 5,900 active cases of COVID-19 and more than 200 hospitalisations, the highest hospitalisation rate in 6 months. But those under 30 are still not eligible for a second booster, and preventative antiviral medication is not easily accessible in Aotearoa. I spoke to epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker about why he believes we are experiencing a fifth wave of COVID-19, what may have caused it, and what we can do now to avoid further spreading the virus.
We've got a lot of surveillance systems that were set up to tell us what COVID's doing, and though the systems we trust most have changed over time, because now people are less likely to do a RAT test and report their results. And it's partly because of the support scheme that was removed in August, and there's no longer any mandates left for self-isolation. The system we use a lot more now is the wastewater testing, and this is carried out across the country, and it does give us, I think, very consistent data on what the virus is doing. And we've actually seen the numbers of detected viruses, this is basically sewage across the country, rising to the highest level since January this year. So that's a very good indicator. The other indicator that we also use a lot is hospitalizations, because it's a fairly consistent threshold for going to hospital. People don't want to get admitted to hospital, and they're not admitted unnecessarily. And that's showing our highest numbers for 6 months. And the last time we had those numbers was in our fourth wave back in April. So I think all the indicators are saying the same thing, that we are having another wave of infection. And it's not surprising, because this is how the virus behaves now in New Zealand. It's been circulating widely, the Omicron variant, for, you know, getting up to 2 years now. And we've seen these big waves of infection. I mean, they're much smaller this year than they were last year, and hopefully they'll get lower over time. But it does mean the virus is never going away. It's with us the whole time, and it's going to be peaks and troughs.
We saw that the requirement for self-isolation as well as the leave support scheme was removed in August. What do you think about this decision? Do you think that it was a mistake?
Well, I do, because self-isolation is one of the most effective ways of slowing transmission of the virus. And it is so, it's basically common sense, of course, that you're infectious for at least 5 days of this infection, probably up to 10 days in some cases. And so people should be really testing themselves before they go back to work and school. But really, I don't think anyone wants you going back to work and infecting your workmates and customers, or going to school or university, or going out socialising and infecting people around you. I mean, that's not good for anyone. And so I think that's still so important that we reinforce that behaviour. And I think it will be probably one of the lasting legacies of the pandemic, that people now think, actually, we don't want you coming to work and soldiering on when you have a respiratory illness, because it may not be COVID, it might be influenza or RSV or something else. And so this needs to be a long-term change in behaviour. But we know that for some workers, it was very hard for them to take that time off. They may have exhausted their leave. In some cases, they may be more in a self-employed situation. It's very tough not having any wage support for that period. So I think it's a pity that's gone. But we can still at least do our best to maintain that behaviour.
What have we seen in terms of numbers of people getting booster vaccines?
Well, I think that's a real gap, and that this is the number one thing that people can do to protect themselves. And we know that only about half of adults that's over 40 years of age have taken advantage of getting their second booster, which is really their fourth dose. And that means they're really missing out on this essential protection. And we know the vaccines are very good at stopping you getting seriously ill and dying. And so that's really a problem, I think. And this is in people over 50 who are definitely more vulnerable to getting poor outcomes. It also protects you from long COVID, not fully, but it does decrease your risk. So that's really important that we keep reinforcing that message.
How do you think we could reinforce that message and encourage more people to get their booster?
A lot of the time is basically you and I talking about this at the moment. Hopefully the message is going out to people that to check their status. I mean, many people are actually having their fifth dose or their third booster now. I know I'm like many people in that situation. And I do feel a lot safer knowing I've had my antibodies topped up with that vaccine. So I think obviously promoting the fact the virus hasn't gone away, you are more likely to encounter it, and you need to have that booster. I mean, the other thing is, of course, making the vaccine more available in a whole lot of settings. I mean, in workplaces and universities, other environments. I mean, everyone 30 years and over has been eligible for a vaccine, a bivalent vaccine this year. So I think, again, it's just making it more accessible and promoting it to people.
What other measures would you recommend to reduce the number of detections of the virus that we're seeing, as well as lower our hospitalisation rates? Could we ever potentially see another lockdown?
No. We're not looking at those kind of measures. They're not appropriate now. I mean, they served us very well in New Zealand because they delayed the arrival of the virus into New Zealand until we had widespread vaccination. And as a result, we've achieved the lowest mortality rate in the world from the COVID period. And so our excess mortality is actually below zero now. So we're the only country on earth that has been as successful at doing that, or the only country of any size. So that's really a huge achievement. But to keep those numbers down, the deaths, we do need to use all these other tools. And of course, the other measures are, paying attention to where you meet people over the, particularly over the period leading up to Christmas. Think about ventilation. Try and have gatherings and meetings maybe in an outside covered area that's going to be much better ventilated than an enclosed room. And if you are in some situations where people are very crowded and the ventilation's poor, and that's really buses and trains, that's a situation to wear a mask. Because many commuters are in a very enclosed environment for hours every week. And that is clearly a situation where a mask will be very protective.
That was epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker on Aotearoa experiencing a fifth COVID-19 wave.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.